From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Under growing legal pressure from special counsel Robert Mueller, former Trump campaign aides Paul Manafort and Rick Gates took divergent paths Friday, with Gates pleading guilty to two felony counts and Manafort facing new charges and a Russia probe. Gates appeared in federal court in Washington, D.C., to enter a plea of guilty to one count of conspiracy against the United States and one count of lying to the FBI and special counsel investigators as recently as February 1st, while he was negotiating a plea deal with Mueller's office. As part of his plea deal, Gates agreed to cooperate with Mueller's probe into whether the Trump election campaign colluded with Russia and could potentially testify against Manafort. In return, prosecutors agreed to drop all other charges brought against him and two indictments handed down in recent months. After announcing what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea, U.S. President Donald Trump Friday threatened a phase two if measures are not effective. Mr. Trump did not specify what he meant by a phase two, but suggested it would be very, very unfortunate for the world. Both as a candidate and as president, Trump repeatedly has made headlines about Pyongyang. He threatened to totally destroy North Korea and has suggested he would have China get rid of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The UN Security Council failed to reach a consensus Friday on a draft resolution implementing a 30-day ceasefire across Syria and lifting sieges on towns. Said they would reconvene Saturday for a vote. Council diplomats had planned to vote Friday morning, but twice postponed as negotiations to incorporate Russian concerns and amendments into the text dragged on without any type of agreement. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated for the third consecutive day the need to arm teachers with concealed weapons to prevent more shootings in U.S. schools. As he did Thursday, Mr. Trump called for up to 20% of teachers to carry concealed weapons to thwart school massacres. He also called again for comprehensive background checks on gun buyers, ending the sale of bump stocks that increase the firepower of some weapons, and also raising the age to buy certain types of rifles from 18 to 21. The United States says it will open a new embassy in Jerusalem in May to coincide with Israel's 70th anniversary. The State Department said Friday that the new embassy will be located in a building that currently houses the U.S. consular operations in Jerusalem before moving to a separate annex by the end of 2019. The move follows a December announcement by U.S. President Donald Trump that the United States recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital and plans to move the U.S. embassy there. Few expect any diplomatic breakthroughs from Ivanka Trump's visit to South Korea. To lead the U.S. delegation at the closing ceremonies of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, the daughter of U.S. President Donald Trump paid a visit to South Korean President Moon Jae-in Friday at the presidential residence known as the Blue House in Seoul, where she congratulated the president for hosting the Olympic Games, and she also thanked him and the First Lady for their hospitality. Ivanka Trump delivered a personal message to Moon from her father, President Trump, about his announcement on sanctions for North Korea. Ivanka Trump and Moon discussed the U.S. and South Korean efforts to apply joint maximum pressure on Pyeongchang. Twin car bombs had went off in Somalia's capital, have killed 18 people, wounded 20 others, the capital's ambulance services said. They said so far that they carried 18 dead people and 20 others injured from the blast. The U.S. Secret Service has said that the vehicle actually rammed into a security barrier at the White House. This occurred on Friday. They also said that the driver was immediately apprehended and arrested. In a statement, the agency identified the driver as a 35-year-old woman who apparently has a history with the White House. She is a resident of the state of Tennessee. They said that she was someone whom the Secret Service said had previous encounters with or near the White House. That has resulted in numerous arrests for a variety of criminal violations. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.